Pete McCall, and welcome to All About Fitness. Today on episode 41 of All About Fitness is a quick fit tip. I want to talk about a meme that my friend Jamie Atlas recently posted. He posted this killer meme. I'm going to have it on a blog, and I'll link to that at some point later on. But the meme was a picture of a really heavy guy sweating on a treadmill, and the caption said, "Making fun of a fat person at the gym is like making fun of a homeless person at a job fair." Why would we make fun of somebody who's doing nothing but trying to better themselves? Think about this for a second. We all were new at one point in time. I don't care if you have years of experience of training. I don't care if you have years of figure competitions under your belt that you've been Ms. This, Mr. That, Mr. Universe, whomever. What matters is that anytime you walk through the door of a gym, anytime anyone walks through the door of a gym, a health club, a studio, or if they show up at an outdoor workout, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to get a little bit better. I've been working in fitness in almost 20 years. And I have to say the only thing that I don't like about our industry is the fact that we make it too much about appearance. It's all about how do you look? Your six-pack abs, your huge arms, your chiseled chest, your great glutes. Does that all really matter? In all honesty, does it really matter? I mean, yes, if you're going for an aesthetic competition, sure, that matters. And maybe if you're a single person looking for a significant other, you know, maybe the packaging, I don't know, maybe the packaging matters a little bit. But that was never really what I looked for. Yes, like everybody else, I do notice somebody that puts a little bit of effort into their body. But we all know that the people we enjoy spending time with are the people we enjoy talking with, the people that make us laugh, the people we enjoy doing things with. That's ultimately what we want in a mate or in a potential spouse or a partner. Not just what they look like. And let's be honest, if someone is that narcissistic and that shallow that appearance is all that matters, you probably won't be with them too long anyway, because they'll move on to the next shiny object they come across in their life. But let's come back to inclusivity. Too often when we see fitness, you know, I don't know about you, but you know, I can walk into almost any health club in the world and I feel comfortable almost right away. Yes, some are a little bit more intimidating than others, depending on whether they're a bodybuilding gym or whether in a corporate fitness environment, but I can walk into almost any fitness club anywhere in the world and feel comfortable. Where I feel out of place is when I walk into an Apple store or when I walk into a Home Depot or a Lowe's. That makes me feel, I don't like going to those stores. I don't like going to an Apple store because I'm not 20-something. I don't have any piercings. I don't have any tattoos. And yes, that's my little ageism coming out in me. But I walk into an Apple store. I don't know what I need. It's too busy. It's too hectic. I'm like, I have a Mac. I have a phone. I have an iPad. I want it to work. Tell me how to make it work. And I always get an eye roll from somebody 15 years younger than me that's like, what, you don't know? And I'm like, no, I don't. I just want to make it work. I'm very aware of that, that's what somebody feels like the first time that they walk into a health club. People are very self-conscious when they walk into a health club. It is hard. It is incredibly hard. You know, if you're driving around right now, if you're listening to this and you're 40, 50 pounds overweight and you just started working out, I have nothing but the world of respect for you. Because the hardest thing it is to do is to start making that change in your life, to start taking that step towards improving your quality of life. And health clubs, let's face it, are not the best place to do it. There's a reason why a place like Planet Fitness is becoming so popular. Did you know the color purple can actually lower testosterone levels? There's a reason why Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Phoenix, Arizona, in Maricopa County, has painted his jails pink and purple and has inmates wear pink suits. It's because it lowers their testosterone. It lowers their aggression. When you look at a company like Planet Fitness, Planet Fitness has purple colors everywhere. Their color scheme is purple and yellow. They don't have any heavy weights. They don't have any heavy weightlifting equipment because they're attempting to do what so many other health clubs have failed to do, and that's create an environment where the unfit feel comfortable. You know, their marketing thing is no lunkheads. You know, now as a meathead, or as I should say more appropriately, a recovering meathead, I do go to meetings, especially on Monday, but as you know, as somebody who's into strength training and weight training, you know, I've shopped at Planet Fitness, but only to see what they're offering. And I understand, I get it. They're trying to offer an environment where people feel comfortable. Because if a lot of deconditioned, out of shape people walk into many commercial health clubs or many training gyms, they'll feel like I feel when I walk into an Apple store. They'll feel out of place. They won't feel welcome. They'll feel like that young fit trainer is going to roll their eyes going, yeah, when asking about their goals. That's what's wrong with fitness. is we don't reach out. We don't give a hand out to those people that need our help. If a heavyweight person, if somebody overweight comes into a health club, that's like a homeless person going to a job fair. That's why I think that's such an appropriate meme. A heavy person, an obese person walking to a health club is taking that step. They're moving from contemplation to action in the stages of change. They're taking a step to make an improvement in their life. Every time we walk through the door of a gym, every time we show up for a workout, each one of us is taking a step to making our lives a little bit better, a little bit healthier. Now, let's face it, that's all exercise is. That's what exercise should be for most people. Exercise should be about improving quality of life. Exercise should be about improving your health. Exercise should be about how can I be healthier today? Not just look at my gains or, oh, yo, bro, look how swole I got. You know, dude, check out how much I can lift. You know, all that stuff is irrelevant. What matters is, are you getting better today? Are you doing something to improve your health? Are you doing something to improve your life? If the answer is yes, then God bless you and good for you. I want to help those people. I've been teaching fitness workshops for over 15 years. And what makes me cheer up almost every time and what I love hearing, and I hear this not every, but almost every workshop I teach, there's one person in attendance. There's that one person who became a personal trainer because they lost 30, 40, 50, even 100 plus pounds. And now they want to turn around and they want to dedicate their life to helping other people do the same. Those are the people that we need in the fitness industry. Those are the people that we need as our brand ambassadors. Not some size 2, 6-pack ab, you know, 20-something chick flopping around going, ooh, look at me. No. Yeah, you're cute and all, but no. Give me that person who's struggled to lose weight as a single mother of 2 kids. Give me that person who's struggling to lose weight despite years of maybe PTSD from having fought for our country. Those are the people that we need to represent our industry. Those are the people who are working every day to get a better version of themselves. So I'm kind of going off tangent. Well, not really going off tangent, but I'm kind of rambling a little bit. The whole point of this podcast today, my quick fit tip, is what can we do today to be more inclusive? We all started somewhere. We all were beginners at one point in time. It can be easy to walk past that person in the health club who's overweight and you go, oh, look at them. I've done that before. I have done that before. I'm not happy about it. But in the last few years, I've really reshaped, you know, really reframed my focus. Part of it's having, I have 2 kids now. You know, so time has become much more valuable. You know, your life does change when you create spawn and you have to take care of them. You know, so I get it. I have a lot more empathy now for those people that might be a little overweight and starting out. And now I look to it as like, how can I make this person feel more comfortable in this environment? You know, think about it. When have you been shopping looking for that widget at Home Depot? Or when have you been looking for that little what's it at Lowe's? You know, how often have you walked up and down those aisles before somebody stopped and said, hey, can I help you? What are you looking for? How can I help you? How can you be that person where you work out? Maybe you work out in a park. Maybe you work out in the fitness center at the apartment building where you live. The next time you see a heavy person, next time you see somebody overweight, you know, struggling, or they look like they have a question on their face, you know, you may not be a trainer. You may just be a gym enthusiast, fitness enthusiast yourself. You know, just say, maybe introduce yourself. Hey, my name is Pete. My name is, you know, if you have any questions, please let me know how we can help. Because one of the most positive things about fitness, when you look at a health club, I worked at one health club for 8 years. Yeah, it was 8 years from 98 through 06. There are people there that I saw almost every day of the week. I didn't know these people's names, but I saw them more often than I saw most members of my own family. I was on friendly terms with them. I'd smile, I'd nod, and say, how are you? How are you doing? Because when you look at what a health club is, it's a community. Community is all about coming together with a shared interest, a common bond. Anybody who walks through the door of a fitness center, whether it's a CrossFit box, whether it's showing up to a workout for a boot camp, whether it's showing up for a hardcore indoor cycling workout, anybody who's showing up for a workout today is striving to make their lives a little bit better. They're trying to get 1% better today. Rather than ridicule this person, one of my favorite things I've seen recently was a little bit more than a year ago, there's a former Playboy model who took a picture of a heavy woman changing in a locker room at a gym, and she posted it on Instagram. Well, that woman just got 3 years probation for invasion of privacy. I really wish they had locked her up. How demeaning, how demotivating, how demoralizing is that to have your picture taken when you're in a health club, changing your clothes, and have it plastered over social media with some skinny chick making fun of you? that did more to ruin our industry and ruin the reputation of what we do and how we can help people than so many other things. You can see I'm a little fired up about it. You can hear I'm a little fired up about this. Because my definition of fitness, and I really wish more people accepted this, but my definition of fitness is having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Having the physical ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. That's what we should be striving for. If you want to enter the CrossFit Games, God bless you, do it. You're an extreme competitor. If you want to do a Spartan race, God bless you, do it. If you want to be able to play with your grandkids, God bless you, we're here for you. We can get you up. We can help you move. We have to look around and how can we make exercise, how can we make the fitness environment more inclusive? We don't want to ridicule people who are overweight. Those are the people we should be welcoming with open arms. Because that person who's 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight today is going to be the trainer of the century in the next 2 or 3 years. I guarantee you that. I've seen that. Some of the best, most impressive trainers I've met, some of the most impressive people in fitness I've met were those people that were once 50, 60, 80 pounds overweight. I kid you not. I've seen that story time and time again. Who are we to sit there and judge them for trying to lose weight when they're overweight? Because they're taking that first step to making their lives a little bit better today. So my message on this quick fit tip is, what can you do today to make exercise a little more inclusive? Does that mean reaching out to your coworker and saying, hey, you want to go for a walk around the block with me? Does that mean reaching out to a neighbor and saying, hey, would you like to join me for a workout? Does that mean being available? You know, for those of us that exercise, we're the lucky ones. This is a habit for us. I don't know about you, but it's hard for me to skip workouts. It's just a habit. It's what I do. If I'm not heading to the gym, I'm playing in the park with my kids. I'm doing something active. I'm looking for a chance to go for a walk. It's just ingrained. It's who we are, right? But how can we share this with other people? Fitness is having the ability to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Exercise is all about improving your life just a little bit at a time. That person that can barely walk around the block today may be entering an ultra marathon for 100 miles in the coming years. Instead of shaking your head and making fun of somebody or making a joke, or God forbid, please don't ever take a picture of anybody that you don't know in a gym and make fun of them. Imagine how you would feel if that happened to you. I'm glad that woman got time. Even though it was only probation, I'm glad that case was resolved favorably for the woman who was embarrassed. Instead of making fun of people, ask, hey, can I help you? Do you need any advice? If you have any old magazines, give them to a friend or coworker. If you have any old fitness books, you know, you've read and got some information out of it, feel free to give it away. If you're fit, if you enjoy activity, we have an obligation. I challenge you to pass it forward. That's one of the things I love about fitness. I will answer any question from anybody almost any time. I get a couple emails a week. I get a couple Facebook messages a week from former rugby teammates, guys maybe I played football with. Well, I was on the football team. They probably played. I was their practice dummy. Let me be perfectly clear about that. But I am more than happy to share information because I feel it's my obligation. I love this stuff. I love fitness. I love exercise. I love helping people change their lives. That's what exercise is about for me. It's about how can we help somebody improve their life just a little bit better at each day? How can we help somebody just get a little bit better? Today it's walking around the block. Tomorrow it's running across the country. So I'm Pete McCall with All About Fitness, and I challenge you, if you're listening to this, what can you do to make fitness more inclusive? What can you do to welcome that newbie? The next time you're in the gym, next time you're taking a class, you have a new person next to you, introduce yourself. Give them a welcome. Ask them if you'd like any advice. You may have just made a new friend. I'm going to quote Will Rogers here. I know the quote from Uncle Jesse on Dukes of Hazzard. My dad told me it was actually from Will Rogers. A stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. So you know what? That overweight person in the gym today is going to be the fitness superstar of tomorrow. Think about that the next time you think about making somebody in the gym who's trying to change their lives. A heavy person in the gym is like a homeless person at a job fair. All they're trying to do is get a little bit better today. Thanks. Have a great day. And hopefully you'll tune in for future episodes of All About Fitness. And if you appreciate these podcasts, please do me a favor and take a moment and give me a rating on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or however you listen to this. Because we all know the deal. The better the rankings, the easier it is for search, and the higher it is up in search. And, you know, I'm doing this because I enjoy giving this information out. I enjoy helping people through fitness. And if we can increase the rankings, if we can get more people listening to this, then we all can make the world, you know, a little bit better through exercise. I know that sounds a little bit hokey, but that's my personal goal, is making the world a better place through exercise and fitness just a little bit at a time. With that, thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions, you can email me at PeteMcCallFitness.com. Follow me on Twitter. It's PeteMC_fitness on Twitter. On Instagram, I'm PeteMcCall_fitness on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in, and look forward to future episodes of All About Fitness.